So, it has been a very long time since I have been on here to record anything. Probably about over a year now. And lately, with everything that's going on, spirit has really been talking to me. And I wasn't even going to do this because I was like, I don't have anything to talk about. But at this point, it's not about me, it's about the information, the downloads that I get that need to be shared. So I'm currently sitting in another room in my home. Got my candle going, my roll opener candle, which by the way, I sell them. If you don't know what they are, you can ask me. You can look it up, but it's the gateway to the endless possibilities. But tonight, briefly, I wanted to talk about peace. For some reason, spirit has been leading me to talk about peace, and I guess it's because I have found so much peace in just life during this time of a pandemic. So before we talk, I want you to just take a deep breath in and out. Just kind of get your mind right and your thoughts right. So I'm feeling like a lot of people are searching for peace. A lot of people are looking for something that's consistent. And it's kind of hard to get peace right now, especially in a world where the news is constantly feeding you this negativity. First of all, stop watching the news. I stopped, I believe it was on Facebook. I told Facebook that I really didn't want to see anything about COVID-19 anymore because I was making myself sick. If you live in Houston, Harvey was 3 years ago. It was in 2017. It was like the same summer that I had graduated college. And I just remember the news continuously spewing out this negative energy. Just the energy was just horrible. And I remember one day I started to feel physically sick, like I wanted to throw up every time I turned the news on. We were talking about the same thing. And I got to a point where I was starting to literally feel physically sick because of all the negative energy that I was consuming by watching the news. Now, when this all started, I started to get that same exact feeling, which is why I was like, first of all, I don't even have cable in my house. I have a Fire Stick, so, and I'm not getting Sling TV because I really don't watch TV like that. So I can't necessarily watch the news. But when I tell you everybody, 99.9% of people on my friends list was posting about COVID-19, I had to take it upon myself to mute them for like 30 days. And there was a lot of people on my friends list that I had to mute. Because I didn't want to see that. I didn't want that on my timeline. I didn't want to consume that. Because you can unknowingly consume energy, whether whether you know it or not. And I just didn't want that on my timeline. And so I blocked it. That's the good thing about the internet. But in the midst of the chaos, once I pulled myself away from social media, because social media was just heavy back in March when all this happened. Once I pulled myself away from social media, that's when I decided to discover me and I started to discover my peace. I started to get back to lighting my candles. As I mentioned earlier, I have my candles lit in here. I started lighting my candles. I started meditating more the way that I should have been doing, reading and researching things that were positive and uplifting and interesting. I just got back to me. I got back to finding my peace. And some people, well, how do I find my peace? One of the things that I encourage people to do is spend time with yourself. I'm dating myself right now and I'm absolutely loving it. Small things. Yesterday, I went to go get me some vegan food from a vegan truck that I haven't had in a while. So I treated myself to that. That was a date for me. Watching movies by myself is considered a date for me. I bought this positivity kit, which is a book about all these little positive things, and I wrote in it and colored in it because I bought me some colored pencils and I wrote in it. That was me dating myself, and that was me finding my peace. Doing things that make you happy are things that help you to find your peace. hanging with people as well. If you are hanging around people who have good and positive energy, you can find your peace. And it doesn't have to be a group. It can be one or two people. Because you know how people have the saying where, oh, I found my peace, or you're my peace. People can be your peace too. But make sure that you're okay with being alone. A lot of people have a hard time with being alone, and that can affect people's peace. I see all the time, especially during this time, you know, having the social distance, and then, you know, Texas isn't on lockdown anymore, but we were on lockdown, you know, and nobody could really be around each other except for whoever basically was in the home, etc., etc. For some people, not being able to go out, or if you live alone, for some people, being alone is very, very hard. It's lonely. To me, lonely is really just a state of mind. You're surrounded by life all the time. Plants are alive. If you have plants in your home, you're not alone, baby. God is with you. Your ancestors are with you. Your spirit guides are with you. You're not by yourself. So find your peace. Do things that make you happy. Talk to God. Talk to yourself out loud. I talk to myself out loud. Well, I don't really consider talking to myself out loud, because I know that somewhere, someone is always listening to me. But I sit in front of my altar. And this is just another way for me finding my peace. Sit in front of my altar. I have a picture of my grandfather. I have a picture of Nipsey Hussle. I have a picture of Rosa Parks. I have my doll that sits on my altar, who has witnessed so much in my life. That's why I have her on there. And I talk to my ancestors. Those are the ones I've had pictures of. But I talk to my ancestors, and I talk to my spirit guides. I don't ever feel alone in my home. And a part of it could be because I enjoy being by myself. I really do. Like, I am my own peace. It's not hard for me to find peace within myself, because the world is so chaotic. But for some people, they find it in other people, which is okay. But I encourage you to find that peace within yourself. Let you be your home for your peace. And I've gotten back into reading. Reading helps. I encourage everybody to read. If you don't really like to read, maybe just randomly go to a Barnes & Noble, or if you rather use your tablet to do the whole tablet book, whatever it's called, because I don't like books on the tablets. The screen messes with your eyes and stuff like that. But finding your peace should not be a difficult task if it is something that you are truly seeking. Finding your peace should not be something that should be on your to-do list. It should just kind of naturally happen, because I feel like most humans, for the most part, they want to have that sense of relief, and they want to have that sense of everything not being so chaotic. You know what I'm saying? We don't want that. We don't want it to always be chaotic. A little bit of chaos, depending on the type of chaos, it's nothing wrong with that. But I encourage people, in a time like this where social media is just like, it's so crazy right now. Get in a corner of your home, your room, whatever. Pick a room in your house. Doesn't matter. It can be in the middle of the kitchen floor. And just have a moment to yourself. Find that peace. Make it your mission to have that time, have that moment. Because I have to have a peace. I have to have a peace of mind. I have to come home from work. I have to relax. I have to get my mind together before I start doing stuff for me. I have to. Like right now, me doing this podcast episode is me indulging in my peace and having my peace, reclaiming my time. Because throughout the day, I give so much. I work with children who have autism. They require, kids in general require a lot of attention, but atypical children require a lot of attention times 10. So I'm continuously giving myself to my client or clients when I'm working with more than one. And when I come home, I have to reclaim my peace and reclaim that time. That's why I saved so much in my house. That's why I have an altar, because that's what brings me peace, spending time with my ancestors. You don't have to necessarily have an altar, even though I personally encourage it. But finding your peace in the midst of chaos is very, very much so important. And I'm here to help in any way possible. Because anybody who know me, I always say, I don't play about me. Because if you don't take care of you, nobody else is really going to take care of you. And I say that in a sense of mentally and emotionally and spiritually. Nobody's going to take care of you or really want to take care of you if you're not going to take care of yourself. People can help you and provide you with different tools, but if you're not going to use them, then it's really no point. Because at the end of the day, it's up to you to do that work. So I'm just encouraging you to do little things, do small things to reclaim your time, to be and indulge in your peace. Because right now with COVID and all this police brutality against African Americans, it's a lot. It's a lot. And we can talk about this at another time, but everything that is going on right now is very, 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 very much intentional. They want you to be distracted. They don't want you to have peace. And if you know, you know. I'm not going to explain right now who they are, but they want you to be distracted. They don't want you to have any peace. They want you to be up all night watching the news. They want you to be scared. They want you to be afraid. But understand that this is our time. When I say our time, people who are leveling up in consciousness, this is our time. This is our time to remain still. This is our time to remain in our power. And if you feel like you don't have any power, I can guarantee you 100% you do. You just have to tap into that. And that starts with getting your peace. Once you find your peace and you learn how to sit still, everything that you didn't know, that you thought that you didn't know, you actually know. Having peace is actually very powerful, because a lot of people, with so many people in the world and so many people on a spiritual journey, it's interesting enough, a lot of people still don't have peace. They don't even know what that is. They don't know what it looks like to them. And so this is why I just encourage you, because now is the time. The energy that we're in, anything that you want, you can get. That'll be another episode for another time as well. But the energy and the time that we're in will never get here again for another 10 years. So you better take advantage of it. Find your peace. Now is the time. Thank you.